Catherine Macaulay's dream was no longer a dream. A Catholic school was now standing in a fashionable Dublin street. A shelter for homeless girls was now available, and little orphan children at last would have a place to call home. Many young women continued to offer themselves as helpers in the works of mercy. Some were willing to live in Baggot Street on a permanent basis. Others came daily. Anna Maria Doyle, a beautiful young Dublin girl, was the first to move into the house along with Catherine Byrne. They were Catherine's right-hand helpers and kept things running smoothly until finally Catherine herself was able to move in altogether. Soon they were joined by Frances Ward and some time later by another young girl called Anne O'Grady. Catherine was so pleased that these lovely young women shared her dream and were daring like she was in many ways. Part of the dream for the House of Mercy was that it would be a happy home. Catherine hoped that there would be a lot of joy in the house, that the young women who joined her in the great work would feel at home and be free to go when they felt it was time. She understood how difficult it might be for people to commit themselves for a long time. Above all else, the House of Mercy was to be a place where God would be at the center of everything. Certain times every day were set aside when the sisters, as the ladies began to call themselves, would gather as a family to pray. This, too, was Catherine's dream coming true. As in all happy families, there was time for fun, so it wasn't long before everyone realized how much Catherine loved to dance in the evening time when the day's work was done. A dream come true. In June 1828, Catherine finally moved into the House of Mercy. While she was very happy that her dream had become more real, and she knew that God was with her in everything, there were times when she was sad and extremely lonely. Many of her dear friends who had loved and supported her were dead. Father Nugent, her friend from way back, caught the fever and died. Father Armstrong, her trusted advisor, had also passed away. And then, her dear sister Mary. Now, William, Mary's husband, was seriously ill. Catherine was to say some years later that the tomb was never closed. And that was so true. But she had an amazing trust in God, and that dared her to go on. The parting words from her dear friend, Father Armstrong, lingered in her heart, and she was never to forget them. Do not put your trust in any human being, but put all your confidence in God. Though Catherine had moved into Baggot Street, she still spent quite an amount of time in Kilmainham, especially when it was realized that William was not in great health. She would often take the children, especially the younger ones, to spend the day in the House of Mercy. Robert was sensible enough, but young Willie was a handful. Aunt Kitty was usually a nervous wreck by the end of the day when he was around. Robert Macaulay, where has that young brother of yours disappeared to this time? Aunt Kitty scurried around the kitchen in Kilmainham, looking for young Willie. There you are, you little rascal. If you want to come with me today, get yourself out from under that table right now and into the carriage. I have an early meeting with Mr. O'Connell, and I can't keep such a busy man waiting.